radiant fellow seekers of the divine. Gurudev was a great guru. Other saints used to wonder not only at his reputation, but how many outstanding disciples that he attracted to himself. Many were unknown, some in the ashram. Others went out into the world and established followings of their own. All had something in common, a tremendous loyalty to Gurudev. And yet, there was something quite remarkable about them. None of them were like Gurudev himself. They were all quite different. Not only that, they were very different from each other. There was no way that you could stamp them, so to speak, as being identifiably replicas of Gurudev or each other in any way. The same was true of Gurudev's spiritual successor, Pujaswami Chitnanaji. Many disciples, none just like Pujaswamiji, and none like each other. If that is the case, where is the bond between them? Why do so many of them feel as if they are part of the same family when there are so few outward similarities? There must be something at the heart of Gurudev's teachings and personality and being. Pujaswami Chitnanaji must have had the same heart within. And if we want to be truly one with them, then we have to recognize that heart. Otherwise, we make the very common mistake of trying to imitate certain things about them that we admire. Of course, emulation is something else again. We see some spiritual quality in the guru or someone else, which we feel a great admiration for, and thus we want to emulate, bring it into our own being. That is quite different than imitation, which is a blind following. What then is one quality, perhaps the only important quality, that we should try to see within them and emulate? It only makes common sense that it must reflect the truth. The truth about our lives and the truth of the universe. And that truth is God alone is. If God alone is, thing that will bring us in harmony with God, the universe, and each other, is not just the recognition of that truth, but the living of it. Is the secret of the living of it? In one word, surrender. We surrender everything unto the Lord. In Gurudev's terms, we then place our ego, which is the surrenderer, at his feet and be at ease. When we surrender everything about the Lord, it means everything that we are attached to: our body, our ideas, our family, our profession, our country, our religion, everything. Where the whole of the spiritual life is at is oneness. If we want to be like Gurudev, if we want to be a true member of his family, that his whole life was a representation of the truth, that God alone is. And that means that we are. We must believe it. And equally important, claim it and still more important, live it. And automatically, we will be a true member of Gurudev's family. Indeed, one with him. Harry Oldman.